Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we enter our middle years, many of our abilities become a little less sharp than we would like. But as Sarah Conrath, research assistant professor at the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research reveals, our ability to empathize with others is one thing that improves with age.
Most of us have heard the saying, some things get better with age. Fancy cheeses, wines, and whiskies all develop more complex and interesting flavors if allowed to age for a few years. Yet, when you think about this just a little more carefully, it's clear that flavors don't just get better and better forever. At a critical turning point, even the best cheeses, wines, and whiskies start to become less inviting. It turns out that empathy follows the same pattern as we age. Empathy is a tendency to feel what others are feeling and to see the world from their vantage point. It helps people to tune in to others and has been called the glue of social interactions. Empathic people feel protective about others who are less fortunate and try to look at both sides of disagreements whenever they come up. They are loyal friends and good citizens, often participating in charitable activities in their spare time. So, what happens to empathy as we age? In three studies that included over 75,000 American adults, ages 18 to 90, we found that the youngest and the oldest adults had the lowest empathy, while middle-aged adults had the highest empathy. Women also had higher empathy than men. Overall, the most empathic people in the United States are women in their late 50s and early 60s. We don't really know why this is the case, but there are at least two potential reasons. First, empathy is like a muscle. The more you use it, the bigger it gets. Women are often responsible for caregiving of children, grandchildren, and sick relatives. So it's not surprising that middle-aged women have high empathy after years and years of practice. Second, in terms of generations, the highest empathy people in our study were the baby boomers. They grew up during times of important social changes that cared for the feelings and perspectives of other groups. Regardless of the roots of their high empathy, let's celebrate the empathy experts among us by raising a glass of our finest wine. Sufficiently aged, of course.
That was Sarah Conrath of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. All the lovely people.